I walk through my unbirth as in a tunnel, with bizarre perspectives. 10 years before, 150 years before, I walk, my steps thump, a fantastic journey through epochs, in which there was no me. How long is my minus life? Non-existence so much resembles immortality. Anoswar, woman unborn. As you read this book, you might wonder if it is a memoir, a manifesto, autofiction, or a form of political writing. It is all of these and none. Does it really have to sit in a box? Who is to say what labels we put on our stories? And does it really matter in the end? All that matters as a writer is that I hold your trust in my hands, as valuable to me as to you, and you hold my stories in your heart, as resonant to you as to me. Even as I sit down to write what is, in part at least, the story of an aspect of my life, I wonder why anyone would write a memoir, especially when memories are not so infallible. As a very private person, I used to wonder what would compel someone to rake up their personal lives. It sounded so courageous and audacious to me, to put yourself out there for all to see and know, to bare the bones of your life and relationships to people who don't know you. At the same time, writing a memoir always seemed so self-indulgent. Turning the light inwards, while there's so much to intrigue and fascinate outside of us. It is also easy to assume that our story is mundane, not of value or interest to anyone. Why would it be, we wonder? Because we live it every day. We muddle along in the most inconsequential manner sometimes. And sometimes lives only take meaning when we look at them from the outside. When we are inside them, they often just seem ordinary. Our struggles seem hackneyed, our wanderings so conservative and cautious, a triumph so commonplace. Like many women, I used to think this too. I used to wonder how someone can be a reliable narrator of their own life, when there is no one self, rather many pieces with jagged edges colliding and collapsing, overlapping and obfuscating, somehow making up a single person. One hopes that these pieces will come together miraculously into a coherent image, with their sharp edges fitting perfectly into a jigsaw. But so often, there are pieces lost and missing. And these holes remind us of the selves we have misplaced along the way.